I'm currently out canvassing, obviously, with the elections upcoming, and the number one issue that I'm meeting on the doorstep, without across the board, is housing. And this has taken a couple of different forms. You know, you've got situations where families are at home, people are living in their family home, should I say, you know, qualified working adults. You've got other situations where people, the rents are just going up and up and up, and it's becoming completely unaffordable for them. I mean, as you're aware, there's 550 houses on the social and affordable waiting list or on the HAP list within the county. So there's a huge lack of houses in the area. And one option is to look at modular housing, indefinitely in the short term.
And then regarding modular housing, obviously the big concern around that is the location. And are there any like specific council-owned land to put these on, or are those lands already maybe spoken for with the council in terms of schemes and plans, or what's the thoughts going on there?
Well, to the best of my knowledge, the conversation has to be had with the council to see what availabilities they have. It's really important that the sites are well serviced. There are planning already in motion for some permanent housing. It would be crucial now, and you have to take this into account, that the homes that were built would be subject to planning permission and at least, you know, proper building regulations. I mean, it can't be just a modified granny flat or whatever. They need to be fit for purpose. And I would view them being fit for purpose with a long-term view that they will be future-proof for older people, so the functionality of them will be long-term in that regard as well.
Okay, and another kind of aspect people also bring up, they wonder if the council could acquire maybe derelict buildings and kind of renovate them and do them up a bit. Do you see that as a possibility at all?
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, there's two grants currently available. It depends on the location. You have your Croí Cónaithe grant, which is the restoration or the doing up of old derelict houses. You can get up to €70,000. There is one issue with that, in that it has to, the work has to be done prior to being able to download the grant. There are talks currently going on at national level that this may be pushed forward on a stage basis, but that really would have to be something looked at in issues. But in towns and villages, you also have, you know, the above the shop accommodation that should be applied for on this kind of a grant. And I really think there's huge scope. It's about seeing what we have on the ground and kind of looking, you know, how do we make every aspect that we have available within our towns, villages and in the rural countryside, and make best use of that.